the rest of the story. Sometime past midnight, John awakened in his hotel room, aroused by the faint sense that something was wrong. And as his eyes focused, he could see in the soft streetlight streaming in through the third-story window, someone, apparently the figure of a man, quietly, hastily searching for something. John flicked on the light. The intruder spun around. "Who are you?" John asked. The intruder, indeed, it was a young man, froze. "How'd you get in here?" John asked. The young man gestured with his head toward the window. "What have you got there?" John asked. The cat burglar opened his hand, revealing John's wallet and his pocket watch. "I wish you wouldn't take that," John said. The thief lunged toward the window. "Wait a minute. I don't mean the wallet or the watch," John continued. "I mean the charm on the watch chain." The young man stopped. "What do you mean?" he said, his voice breaking nervously. Well, John explained that the charm had been given to him some while ago. Probably it was not worth very much, except sentimentally. The young man looked quizzically at John. "All right," he said. And he laid the watch and the chain and the wallet on a table. Then he started for the window once more. "Now, wait a minute," John said. "Wait just a minute. You took a big risk climbing in here in the middle of the night. Why did you do that?" The young man fired back, "Why should you care?" John shrugged and said, "Well, just curious, I suppose. But why?" So the bewildered cat burglar, his eyes downcast now, related the rest of the story. He was a student, he said. He and his college roommate had been visiting town. They had run up some bills. They had no idea how much things cost in the city. And suddenly they'd found themselves unable to pay their hotel bill or even to afford train tickets back to their campus. By then, John had slowly made his way over to the table on which the wallet had been placed. He picked up the wallet and withdrew $32 from it. "Here," he said, holding the money out for the young man, "I don't know whether you're telling the truth, and what you did wouldn't be any less wrong if you are, but take this, take it as a loan, I'll expect you to pay it back." And then John advised the young man to leave the way he had come, to climb out through the window, because, he explained, right outside John's hotel room door were two Secret Service agents. Then John introduced himself, and the young man, now utterly amazed, took John's advice, and he later repaid the loan, repaid it in full. The loan he got from the guest in Washington's Willard Hotel, the guest who had given him a remarkable break, the man who, upon the recent death of President Warren Harding, had himself become president, John Calvin Coolidge. President Coolidge never told anyone the cat burglar's name, so his identity is lost to history. And yet, of all of the things that most folks remember about the Coolidge administration, born in tragedy in the summer of 1923, of all of the things about him we learned in school or heard or read or even saw firsthand, it was his nickname that we remembered best, a nickname derived from his taciturn nature. Silent Cal, everybody called him. Silent Cal. But now you've relived the little-known occasion on which Silent Cal said all that he had to say, and enough more, because now you know the rest of the story.